Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, the countdown is on. Summer vacation is just around the corner for many teachers, many students, and many parents. We're counting down at my house, I can tell you that for sure. And to our CPS families, hey, we know you've got a little bit longer to go, but summer, that promise of summer vacation, is on the horizon for you too. Now, I'm not sure if this is totally true, but I'm pretty sure it is, that this summer break that's coming up is maybe the most highly anticipated summer break that we have ever had in recent memory. I mean, I know a year ago we were really excited about break because we were super bummed and super burned out on the online school thing at the beginning of the pandemic, but we also knew that last summer was going to be different. But this summer promises to be a pretty normal summer in many ways for many people. Now, generally, I know we're excited about summer break, but especially this year, I think there's another reason why we are so in need of summer break, and that's because of how hard and how fast that many people, especially teachers and many students, have been running and living over the past year. And in fact, actually, part of it is because the teachers and the parents and the students have been living such a wholehearted life lately. There are so many ways in which they have been living a wholehearted life and living and loving wholeheartedly, and you can only do that for so long before you're going to start running on empty, before you're going to start running out of whatever kind of love it is. And I know for a fact that there are many people who are finding themselves in a place where they seemingly are running out of love. Now, to talk about this in the way we've been looking at it last week with the new sermon series, we are talking about how life is meant to be filled with wholehearted love. That's the kind of love that God wants for us, that God wants us to have lives filled with wholeheartedness. Now, when Jesus talks about what it means to live and love wholeheartedly, we have to remember that for Jesus, to love is to live, and to live is to love. There's no difference between loving and living when it comes to the life that God wants for us and the way Jesus teaches about it. Because what does Jesus want for us? He wants us to live lives filled with love. And so, to love is to live, and to live is to love. But that leaves us in a spot where we have to understand what loving is, because it is the foundation of our lives. Now, when Jesus talks about this, he talks about it meaning in this way, that to love wholeheartedly means to love with our heart and our soul, our mind, and our strength. When Jesus teaches about what it means to love wholeheartedly, Jesus is offering up a reminder in the scriptures of what he had been taught. Now, Jesus was a Jewish man himself, and he had been taught that love was these four things, to love with our heart, with our soul, our mind, and our strength. It wasn't simply just some emotion or some kind of romantic feeling. No, love was a whole body, a whole person event. And so when Jesus talks about what it means to love and to live, this is what he's talking about. So this wholehearted love that God wants for us is made up of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. And when we take into consideration what life takes out of us, what we need to have a healthy and happy life, we have to understand that it is all of these things. And if we think it's just one of these things or three of these things or whatever it might be, we miss the picture. Now, each part of life seems to have a sense in which we have a leading part of our heart, a leading part of our soul, a leading part of our mind, a leading part of our strength that kind of pushes the way forward. And when it comes to the way we find ourselves and how we need summer vacation so much, I think for so many people, maybe myself included, is we've been leaning into our mind so much. We've been leaning into our love that is mind-oriented, our intelligence, our intellect. Now, especially true for teachers and students, they've been leaning hard into this, but it's true for all of us as well, that the last year has required a lot of love that is rooted in our mind. Now, when you go through a situation like we've been going through, and you have a sense of the way in which your levels of love might fluctuate, you might find yourself realizing that you're at a point where there is more and more a sense of empty, more and more a sense of, like, less energy. And that happens because of our use of the love that we have in our lives. And if we keep giving and we keep giving and we don't fill it back up, eventually we're going to run out. Now, I want you to think about your love, and especially the love that we have that's the love of the mind kind, as like having a fuel gauge that might look something like this. That at the beginning of the school year, you know, especially for teachers and students, right, that our gauge of our mind is on full. We start off every school year with great optimism, and we have a sense of eagerness and anticipation and energy, and we're ready to go. And then we know what happens is that progressively throughout the year, the fuel gauge starts to go down a little bit. And then you know what happens, right? It goes down a little bit more and a little bit more. And then finally, at the end of the year, it's like on empty because you're spent. Because you've loved wholeheartedly, you've lived wholeheartedly in this area, and the energy that you have for your mind is at the end. And I think that's probably where many of us find ourselves at this very moment, that we are feeling spent in our minds. We may be feeling spent in all of those areas, but especially at this time in our mind. And so that's why we need summer break so much. That's why we need to find our way forward into this time so that we can find our way to refuel, to recharge, to relax, so that we can find our way to fill up our love so it's full again. Now, this is really important for all times and all places, but it's especially true right now for teachers, for parents, for students, really for all of us, that we need to see this moment that we're about to come into as a chance to see where we can bring our mind, our level of love oriented around our mind, our intelligence, our imagination, and bring it back to full. Because if we don't bring it back to full, if we think we can live in this empty place all the time, then we're never going to have anything left to give. You can't give more if you don't have something to give. And when it comes to love, it's true, same way. If you don't have enough love, if you can't refuel yourself, you can't give more. Now, that's one of the challenges that we face in our time, is how do we actually find our way to refueling ourselves, to recharging ourselves when it comes to our love, so we can continue to live wholeheartedly. It begins with understanding that love is simply not an emotion, but that love is this multi-level thing where we have a sense of loving with our heart, with our soul, with our mind, and our strength. And once we have an understanding of that love is this multi-tiered and multi-valued thing, we can then understand how the levels fluctuate. We can understand and get our heads around how some different parts of our lives take more of our mind, some take more parts of our soul, as it were, our strength. And we have to pay attention to the levels of our love so that we can refuel them, recharge them, and bring them back up so we can continue to love. And it's really important that we do this now. It's really important that we do this at all times. And it's really important, whether it's soul, mind, strength, all of these things, that we pay attention so that we can understand how we can raise the level of our love in different ways so that we can continue to love wholeheartedly. Because remember, to live is to love, and to love is to live, and so this is how we continue to live the lives that God wants for us. Now, of course, this is one of those things that is much easier said than done. It's really easy to kind of know this in our heads, but it's hard to put it into practice. So here's a few ideas of ways that you can maybe work on understanding your levels of love so that you can live the lives you want more fully, the lives that God wants for us. So one thing that might help you do that is to pay attention to the levels of your love all the time. Not just some of the time, all of the time. It's really easy to pay attention to the levels when you feel like you're coming towards the end of a season, or your levels are going lower and lower. But one of the things that we know is, if you're thinking about your love levels like a fuel gauge, is sometimes it's better to top yourself off when you're kind of getting towards the middle point than waiting all the way to the end of the tank. Now, sometimes we don't have that ability. Sometimes we have to keep running, we have to keep pushing, like a teacher does in a school year, and you got to get to the end. But then when you get to that point where the break happens, you can then work on refueling yourself. But if we pay attention to the levels all the time, that can help us get a sense of where we are and how we want to refuel them. Another way you can do this is to ask someone you trust for help. there are some people who are really good at kind of internally monitoring these things. They're super self-reflective. They can feel these things creeping up inside of them. But that's not most people. Most people, we need help with from someone else to help us sense this, to help us experience this. So asking someone you trust for help and understanding where you are in this way could really help you. I know it helps me. Asking someone to help you see where your soul levels are maybe going down. Asking someone to help you see where your heart levels might be going down. Maybe it's a strength matter. Maybe your body is telling you something you can't hear. Maybe somebody else is seeing it. But if you ask someone you trust for help, then you are going to be able to see this more clearly for yourselves. And the last thing that might help you is to kind of go through the start, stop, recover, restart methodology and kind of thinking. Ask yourself, and maybe that trusted person, what are the things that I need to start doing? What are the things that I need to stop doing? Where are some places that I might need to recover? And then when you get through all of that, then how do I restart? Now, these things kind of factor into our lives in many ways, but especially when we're thinking about how do we live and how do we love wholeheartedly. There are things that we need to start doing to help refuel different levels of our love. There are things that we need to stop doing that deplete our levels. Maybe some of the things in our lives we can't completely start doing or stop doing, but we do have more control over some of these things than we tend to realize or tend to want to admit. There is a reality that some of us might be in a place where we need to recover. This time and these the months that we've had has been really difficult for some people. And maybe you actually are in a place of burnout and you need to sit back and really have a time of recovery. Maybe you're a teacher at the end of a very long year where you've done more pivoting, more panicking, more praying than ever before, and you need to take a moment to just recover from the year when this is all over. That's an important part of understanding how to love wholeheartedly. But we all know that there's going to be a point where we have to restart as well, because we don't get to stay on the sidelines for all the time that we might like. Eventually, life has a way of pulling us back in and asking us to love again, and that's where we need to restart our love. But if we've done our job of refueling ourselves and bringing ourselves back up to the place where we can then give some more, then we're going to be ready to restart. There's a lot going on in our lives these days, and we really do have to pay attention to the levels of our love. We have to understand that to live and to love wholeheartedly means that we're paying attention to our mind, our soul, our strength. We have to understand that that's how God wants us to live and that's how God wants us to love. So if we can understand that these are the ways in which God wants us to move forward, then we can understand what it means to refuel ourselves, to recharge ourselves, so that we can live and love as God wants us to. God wants us to live and love in a full way. So let's lean into the life that God wants for us. Let's love wholeheartedly, knowing that God wants us to do that.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.